Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of the Roses.
All right, we have Lisa in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on. Why do you need to do roses today?
Well, because this Thanksgiving holiday was supposed to be the first time my boyfriend, who I've been dating almost 9 months, was meeting my family. I've really put it off, but I wanted it to be special. But it went sideways really quickly, and I need some answers fast. So basically, we had planned to spend Wednesday night together and then go to my parents' house for, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that is not at all what happened. So Wednesday afternoon, timing is so peculiar. He said he wasn't feeling well, so he stayed home. And you have to understand, like, when we first started dating, he always talked to me how it was, like, the night before Thanksgiving are always his favorite. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just said, you know what? I asked him very, you know, sweetly, because I care, if I could come over and bring some chicken soup. And he said no. He just didn't want to get me sick too. And I thought, oh my gosh, how sweet. That's very considerate, especially since I'm going to be around my family, of course. Then on Thursday, he cancels and still says he's sick. And I want to know WTF.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. That's pretty clear. I understand that. So you understand how this works. We'll keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up the dozen long stem red roses. And then we will see who he sends them to. I just ask that you remain quiet while all of this is unfolding so we can kind of get a clear picture of what's happening. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Shelley, are you ready?
I am.
All right. We're calling Thomas, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Thomas?
Yeah, this is Thomas. Yes, who's calling?
Hi, this is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I don't know. Like, sometimes they... Is this going to, like, put a bill on? Are you going to bill me?
Nope. It's all free. I just need you to tell me who you want to send them to, and they'll go, and that's all.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. Well, then I would love to send them to Rebecca.
Okay. And what would you like the card to say to Rebecca?
And you can say, have it say, I'll never look at turkey the same way again.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay, hold on a second. You've got to be kidding me. Hello?
Hello?
Your turkey was interesting? What kind of meat were you chewing on?
Hold on. Thomas?
Yes?
Hey.
Wait,
Yeah, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now on Mix 104.1. This is called War of the Roses. That was actually Kennedy. That was not anyone from, who is that again, his company, Kennedy?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. and we have Lisa on the phone with us.
It's your girlfriend, asshole. You don't even recognize my voice?
No, I mean, I definitely recognize your voice. I just don't understand what's going on.
Well, what part? The part where you weren't home on Thanksgiving when you said you were sick, or the part where you sent roses to another woman who you clearly spent Thanksgiving with after we had our plans?
No. That's not what happened. No, you don't understand.
Okay, I don't understand. Okay, then explain then. Because, you know, I am all the time in the world. You what?
I can't talk about this on the radio. We should just, why don't you just call me out?
You can't talk about this on the radio? If you ever want to see me again, you'll explain now. Now on the radio.
Listen, it's not what you think. I mean, this is kind of really weird. Just talk. Uh-huh. I don't know why you had the radio call me, but this is like I got a call from Joe, and he invited me over.
Joe.
I was
okay,
look. So, you already started your Thanksgiving dinner, and I was feeling a little better, so I didn't want to come like bother you guys late. And I just was, like, hungry, so I just went. I said, Rebecca's his girlfriend. So I just I wanted to go over there and say thanks.
Sure, like, so, like, those texts and stuff? Right, sure. Right, okay. You are a liar. Wow. I just have to say, your improv skills are really incredible. Like, Academy Awards spot on. So I actually think you should audition for Saturday Night Live, you know, and I don't know, you can go be with interesting Joe's quote unquote girlfriend because you're a f-ing liar. You forget that I know Joe and he's as single as Kennedy. No offense, Kennedy, but you know what? I'm
not taking, sister.
Shrapnel.
Oh, my gosh. Lisa?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, they're all gone. Wow.
That's a lot of beeps.
Finish him.
Yeah. That was amazing. I mean, I'm sorry, Kennedy, she mentioned you.
I don't mind at all. You know what? In that context, I'll take it.
That was incredible.
What do you think he meant by, I'll never look at turkey the same way again?
I don't want to know.
I don't know what he and Rebecca did, but I hope they washed their hands after.
It was something with the turkey baster, Dan, is what I was thinking. Definitely a turkey baster involved.
Ew.
Yikes. Wow. That was awkward. Relive today's War of the Roses and find your favorite by texting ROSES to 20357. Look for a new ROSES next Thursday at 6:15 and 8:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.